The record heat in Europe and thousands of deaths in France call to mind a similar tragedy in this country. In July of 1995, more than 700 residents of Chicago died during a week of record temperatures. Eric Kleinenberg chronicled these events in his book Heat Wave, A Social Autopsy of Disaster in Chicago. He says the situation in Paris today is frighteningly familiar.
What we saw in Chicago is a gradual collapse of the infrastructure of the city. First, so many people in the city were using their air conditioners that the power grids broke down and hundreds of thousands of people lost electricity, some for a couple of days. Then we saw people turn on the water fountains and the fire hydrants opened. And actually there were many communities that lost water pressure for several hours as well. But of course the real story was in the hospitals and at the morgue. And so many thousands of people in Chicago went in for emergency medical treatment that about half of the city's hospitals had to close their doors to emergency patients and divert patients to other parts of the city. And then at the morgue, of course, there were so many dead bodies that the city had to bring in these 50-foot-long refrigerated meatpacking trucks to handle the load. It was just an overwhelmingly gruesome week.
You write about a mass burial of some of the victims who I imagine were never claimed by family members.
One of the things that's so tragic about heat deaths is that they tend to be concentrated among people who are very poor and old and isolated. And sadly, several weeks after the heat wave in Chicago, there were dozens of bodies that no one ever claimed, and they were buried in a mass grave, or an enormous trench, at a ceremony that was so short that several of the religious officials who were supposed to be there missed it altogether.
You spent a lot of time sort of reconstructing the communities that were most badly affected by that heat wave in 1995. Who ended up being the victims? What demographics were represented there?
The places in Chicago where there were the highest rates of death are the poor areas that have large rates of abandonment. Places in Chicago that didn't have the commercial infrastructure, the safe and viable street life that many city residents just take for granted. And what's incredible so far, looking at the Parisian case in particular, is that a number of the deaths apparently have been concentrated in the banlieue, the periphery suburban areas, which have high rates of poverty, which don't have that busy commercial infrastructure, which don't look like the big streets in Paris that many of us envision when we think about that place.
There's a really remarkable thing happening with these numbers that we're seeing in France now. I mean, just a few days ago, French officials had said the death toll was about 100, and now 3,000 people, they're saying.
It turns out that it's very difficult to measure heat-related deaths, that the most reliable way is to look at what we call the excess death rate. And that's the difference between the number of people who would die in a typical period of time, say 2 weeks in Paris, and the number of people who actually die during this heat spell. And those early reports were clearly going to undercount the amount of damage, just as they did, frankly, in Chicago.
I wonder if that's partly because a heat wave is something a bit more intangible than a huge event like an earthquake or a tornado or a flood, a huge natural disaster like that.
I think that's exactly right. And the way I like to put this is to ask listeners to close their eyes for a second and picture a heat wave. It's very hard to bring anything to mind. Maybe you see water, but the truth is we don't picture heat waves the way we do hurricanes or tornadoes or earthquakes or floods. Heat waves are slow and silent, invisible killers of silent and largely invisible people. When it comes to reports of heat deaths, of people dying alone, suffocating in incredible heat in the worst neighborhoods, that's a reality that's very difficult for many of us to comprehend.
Well, Mr. Kleinenberg, thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Eric Kleinenberg teaches sociology at NYU and is author of Heat Wave, A Social Autopsy of Disaster in Chicago.